Why are you sitting in a puddle on my nice antique couch, babe? I'm home early because apparently the hardback shack closed at some point since I last visited. Turns out that a single fishnet-clad Victorian fiction aficionado couldn't keep their bills paid no matter how many books I bought. But I believe I asked you a question first. Why is a wet, shivering dork sitting in my apartment looking like he's waiting for the coroner? Don't give me that look. You are a dork. Now give me some answers. Okay, so what? You went to move some more stuff from your apartment down the row, locked yourself out, and had to call the landlord to unlock it? How does that result in me having a boyfriend-sicle? You... Are you serious? You're only wearing what you have on now? Babe, you're wearing gym shorts and a tank top in the middle of winter during a record-breaking snowstorm. Alright, you're no longer allowed to leave my apartment without supervision. And a leash, probably. Wouldn't having a corpse boyfriend complete my look? Oh, ha ha ha. Very funny. Weirdly enough, I actually prefer that the wretch nocturnal creature with whom I share a bed has a pulse. I know, shocker. On top of that, I can't picture you pulling off the Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining lookout in the snow. And you know that just watching a YouTube video of a fireplace doesn't actually warm you up, right? Why didn't you turn on the heat? You didn't want to run up my power bill? Oh, babe. You dumbass. You need to warm up. Here, let me take a look at you. Oh, crap, babe. How long were you out in the snow again? You're still freezing. And even more wet than I thought. And you've been soaking on my couch this whole time? One sec. Let me go get you a towel. Here, babe. Let me dry. You're an absolute idiot. Do you know that? Like, how on earth does someone go outside in sub-zero temperatures and think, yes, perfect weather for gym shorts and a tank top. I'm honestly a bit worried that you might have lost your basic survival instincts at some point. Like, honestly, I'm almost positive that if you weren't living with me, you'd starve or freeze or die of preventable disease within, like, day, a month, at least. You're lucky that I think idiots are cute. There you go. Still freezing, but at least you're dry now. Let's focus on getting you warmed up, okay, babe? Here, I'll sit behind you. You lay back and put your head on my lap. Actually, in my lap. Put your head between my legs. Yes, I'm serious. Your head is freezing, and we both know that my thighs are always warm. So lay back. Enjoy the fishnet punch and Riga, isn't that better?
Jeez, it's like squeezing an ice cube.
At least someone looks like they're enjoying it. Is this helping you warm up a little bit? I'm glad, sweetie. I know I come off a bit cold sometimes, but I genuinely do care about you.
You know that, right? Good boy.
Besides, I'm supposed to be the coldest, scariest thing in your life. Frostbite is gonna have to take a hike. You know, we might have to do this more often.
Your head feels nice for the fishnets. Maybe I should get fishnet everything.
If it feels this nice, like a fishnet full body stocking just for lounging around the house, you know? Oh, quit blushing, you dork.
It's my apartment. I'll dress how I like.
Speaking of my apartment, aren't you glad right now that I took you in like a stray cat? Like, just imagine what it would be like for you right now if you didn't
get to live with your loving girlfriend rent-free. Who would be there
to squeeze your head between their thighs to keep it warm? Which, by the way, totally normal thing that people do. I'm totally not doing this because it's comfy and that
I enjoy cuddling with you. Don't overanalyze this. this is strictly, medical head squishing for, prevention of frostbite and pneumonia. Nothing more.
Oh, you don't think that this is a standard medical practice? Don't you think that my thick legs count as medical instruments? Fine. Guess no more squish for you. Nope. No more for you. You doubted the healing powers of my beautiful legs. Now you get no squish. Guess you'll have to settle for the nice sounds they make instead of the warmth they provide. Such a foolish man. Doesn't know how to dress himself for winter weather. Doesn't know when to defer to me on important issues like the medicinal properties of my fishnet punch. One is almost tempted to ask why such a man deserves all of my generous love and affection. But you're really cute, so it all balances out. In all seriousness, though, you're still shivering a bit, and I think your nose sounds a bit stuffy. So in a while, I'm going to run to the store and get you some soup and cold meds. Think you'll be able to stay alive without wandering into a blizzard while I'm gone? Oh, you can't make any promises, huh? Well, I guess I will have to put you to sleep before I leave then. Can't trust you at all. Consider your squish privileges reinstated until you fall asleep, you cute idiot. Now, let me pull you back between my thighs. Do you want to be right above my little patch here? Warmest and comfiest spot, only for the cutest. Come on. Back where we were. Right back between my thighs. Yeah. Just relax. And try to fall into some thick, comfy dream. Don't need to worry about anything. I've got it covered. All I want you to do right now is just try to go to sleep. Don't worry, babe. I'm not going to cry. Oh, do you not trust me? I'm starting to think you don't want to be between my thighs after all. That's what I thought. So back to stroking my thighs. You also make some nice sounds, don't you?
some warmth back in those cheeks of yours. What do you mean you're not used to me being so caring? I'll have you know, I'm girlfriend of the year. I do show emotions from time to time. But you do give me quite a scare when you get sick. Lovey-dovey so often and be the most affectionate girlfriend, but as soon as you get sick, it makes me realize that I care and love you so damn much. I would be lost without you. And I am quite a nervous person. That's probably why I act so, you know, cold from time to time, but it's only because I'm trying to suppress my worries. I know. Sad girl hours from sad girl hours, but it's true. And I really hope you're not recording this because, you know, I've got a reputation at the cold golf girl to give up. Take this as a rare moment where I show my appreciation for you because I definitely don't do. And it's about time I say it now. Oh, sorry, babe. I'm not trying to worry you. Of course, nothing's going to happen. It's just a cold. It's just a cold, babe. No, no, you're fine. Oh, sorry. I'm worrying you about me getting all lovey-dovey all of a sudden, but be healthy, okay? Just stop doing really dumb things. Because we still have a lot of things to do together for the next, I don't know. Well, I hope we're going to be together forever. Like, I hope to marry you one day, hint hint, but, and we can't do that. Anyway, don't worry about me. You're fine. We're fine. And I love you. I'm just really glad you're enjoying yourself between my thighs. But hey, aren't you meant to be going to sleep? I can't go to the store if you don't sleep, because you can't be trusted. I don't mind that. I enjoy taking care of you, babe. Now, just listen and enjoy the sounds of my thighs. Words I never thought I would say in one sentence. Thank you.